Hey, all right, it's Brad McLeod here, Steel Grinder PT. Just super psyched, super energized, actually a little bit tired. I just got done with a JIT session, jiu-jitsu here, trying to get over here for a session here at lunch, and I always like to do that. It means I've got everything done and kind of at a certain level of calm, and then also that I'm able to get out and actually do something. I love the gym, love to be in the gym, but I like to get out and challenge myself, do something, outside of the barbell, outside of the push-ups, something to, energize not only the body, but also the mind. And hey, I'm just coming to you guys here today. This is going to be a short audio. I know I say it every time and they end up being 30 and 45 minutes or whatever. But no, this is just a short audio. Just want to come to you guys here today. If you haven't listened to my audios before, just understand that, all of this is just learn one small thing. And, you don't have to agree with everything I say. Maybe you get a few head nods here and there, but that, maybe there's that one little thing that kind of gets you sparked, gets you thinking. And that's the one thing that you want to take away from all of this and move forward with it. You want to take massive action. So, you want to listen to this out on a trail run, out on a workout, in traffic, in your car, what have you. Listen to it multiple times, as well as the other audios. A lot of good lessons out there. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy who, I'm just coming to you from the hip, coming to you with my own experience of things that have worked for me. So, I'm not a PhD. I'm not, I definitely will not claim to be an expert, but just a guy out there that's, got some things to say. And if I can help one person, then that's what this audio is all about. And this is sort of a primer. This is kind of like priming the pump, like you have on a, you're getting water from the well. You got to pump it a few times. That's listening to the audio a few times. You got to pump it a few times, and then eventually, you start to get a sputtering of water, and then all of a sudden the water starts to flow out of the pipe, out of the pump of the well. And so that's, this similar process here is that, you want to be able to listen to it a couple times and learn something and move forward. But, today, and this is so apt, is that I just got out of jiu-jitsu, and some of you guys know, follow me, I'm, pretty much a beginner at jiu-jitsu. I try to go out there with a little bit of strength, a little bit of cardio, and that doesn't work too well with these guys. They're well-conditioned, they're masters of the technique, and, coming out of this session today, the lesson today is just the thing I thought of leaving off the mat is lean into the pain. And I know that sounds really crazy. It's like, Brad, what are you talking about? I mean, the pain, I'm thinking like, man, I touch a hot frying pan, and it burns me. That's, that's pain. And, there's good pain in there, it's necessarily maybe what we call bad pain, the bad pain of the frying pan. It will teach you though, that you don't want to touch that pan again. Obviously that's a no duh, but that in nature, we have a lot of good examples of how pain and chaos and sort of like, let's just even say like a pruning, if you will. I mean, like, you go out and you prune the shrubs, you prune them way back, the dead wood, you prune it way back out in your front yard, and come spring, they just revitalize, they come back and they're greener than ever. Same thing can happen out in nature. You have a tornado and big trees get knocked down and things get thrown around, and it's obviously just super chaotic and very dangerous. But at the same time, you can go back a year later and just see, wow, all these new wildflowers and grasses are coming up, and the old trees that maybe just couldn't withstand the tornado, there's a couple of saplings that were able to sort of blow with the wind. They were able to survive, and now you've got all this new regeneration and growth. And so, pain and chaos and some things like that, they may not totally be the bad thing in life. And that, as a warrior, we're gonna have to get off the couch. We're gonna have to wake up early, go to bed late, go through some pain. And, you know, that's what I'm, that's, you know, again, I don't have any notes right here. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip, and I'm looking up back up at the JIT studio, and, you know, that's where I was today. 3 out of 3 matches, 5 minutes each, 1 minute rest, 5 minutes again, 3 times. Had a good, you know, warm up and a lot of lessons before that, but 3 out of 3, I lost basically every single match. One, you know, in particular, a guy submitted me like 8 times, and but that's the only way that I'm going to get better. That pain, as bad as it is, I know going upstairs to jiu-jitsu, there's going to be a certain level of pain. But I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that I know that's the only way I can grow. That's the only way I can move forward. You know, if I sit on the couch, I sit at home, I, you know, do whatever, you know, work, you know, write a lesson or whatever during lunch, you know, yeah, that's good, that's productive. But for me to truly step outside my norm, I have to go to that next level. Just like in basketball, you got to get out of your own driveway. You know, playing with your brothers and sisters, you got to go down the street and play with the big boys and girls. You got to go down there. Yeah, you're going to get stuffed. Yeah, you're going to get dunked on. Yeah, you're going to have somebody wag their finger in your face. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. But in order to move forward in basketball or jits or anything else, name a sport, boxing, weightlifting, CrossFit, you know, football, you're going to have to go through that pain. You know, you're going to get hot, you're going to get sweaty, you're going to lose your breath, you're going to go to what I call in jits cardio hell. You're seeing the outer edges of cardio hell. Yeah, it sucks. But again, the only real gains that you're going to get, you know, even from an academic stance, I mean, you got to go get deep in the books. You don't have to be hot and sweaty necessarily to move the mind. You can be laying perfectly still in, you know, Qigong and move the mind with visualization and affirmations and the still and the calmness. So it doesn't have to always be hot and sweaty. It can be an internal movement also. But that you have to consciously go to that Qigong practice and lay there and do the deep breathing exercises and push yourself to that outer limit, that 100% in those breathing exercises to get that sense, whatever we're going to call it. You know, for me, weightlessness, almost feel like you're levitating off the floor. So again, I didn't leave out of Qigong, you know, hot and sweaty, or my muscles in spasms, but I was able to push, my breathing and my mind to a whole new level. So, you know, all of that is just a big way of saying is that you got to get off the couch. You got to go find that place where you can become uncomfortable, where you can become comfortable being uncomfortable. And so what I want to do, leave you guys here with this homework today. I know I said I was going to be, this is going to be a short audio, and usually my audio is 30, 45 minutes, really get into it. A lot of foot stomping going on. I've been called the special forces gospel preacher. I've been called a lot of things or whatever, but really it's just all about heart and soul coming out of my gut. Again, I'm not an expert, but I just want to relate to you guys. I got a lot of things to say, a lot of things to get off my chest, and if I can help one athlete, then that's what I'm gonna, you know, that's where I'm drawn to. And so the homework again is you guys are gonna go out, you're gonna write down what is the one thing that you can do to get off the couch today, find that place where you can become uncomfortable in a safe manner, not the frying pan, and learn and grow and become like that shrub that you got pruned way back. We pruned out the dead wood. And that we move forward, and now that we're so vibrant and we're so green, and just, you know, the brain cells, the body, you know, cells, muscle cells are all just replenished and hydrated and green. We're just, you know, in growth, and we're flowering, you know, as a human. And that's where we want to be at. So we want to write that down, put it next to the mirror. We want to move forward, have a mentor or a coach hold us accountable. And, you know, I strongly urge you guys, if you do, and gals, if you want to do that one thing that can really move you forward here today and the next weeks to come. And so, you know, this is that primer. This is that primer audio. I urge you, yeah, you guys jump in, see the other lessons on Seal Grinder, check out the other audios, shoot an email to me, brad@sealgrinderpt.com. I answer all emails. Only time I never answer is when I'm on a flight out to San Diego or somewhere and Wi-Fi messes up and somehow I mess up my emails or whatever. But if you don't hear from me, please email me again. You know, I love to connect with athletes, love to help people. It's in my heart. You know, to help people. I can't, it's just what I'm going to do, you know? And so, but yeah, man, just, want to finish this up, go out there, find that spot where you can become uncomfortable and push towards being comfortable, knowing that, you know, this is going to be hard. There's going to be some pain. I'm going to lean into the pain, but this is how I'm going to grow. And, so, hey, I'm Brad McLeod, SealGrinderPT.com, and whew, I am out.